November 5, Full Impartation of the Spirit. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Acts chapter 2, verse 2. When the Holy Spirit came down on the day of Pentecost, it was like a rushing mighty wind. The Spirit was given in no stinted measure, for it filled all the place where the disciples were sitting. So will it be given to us when our hearts are prepared to receive it. Let every church member kneel before God and pray earnestly for the impartation of the Spirit. Cry, Lord, increase my faith. Make me to understand thy word, for the entrance of thy word giveth light. Refresh me by thy presence. Fill my heart with thy Spirit, that I may love my brethren as Christ loves me. God will bless those who thus prepare themselves for his service. They will understand what it means to have the assurance of the Spirit because they have received Christ by faith. The religion of Christ means more than forgiveness of sin. It means that sin is taken away and that the vacuum is filled with the Spirit. It means that the mind is divinely illuminated, that the heart is emptied of self and filled with the presence of Christ. When this work is done for church members, the church will be a living, working church. We are to seek most earnestly to be of one mind, of one purpose. The baptism of the Holy Spirit and nothing less can bring us to this place. Let us by self-renunciation prepare our hearts to receive the Holy Spirit, that a great work may be done for us, so that we can say, not see what I am doing, but behold the goodness and love of God. We may talk of the blessings of the Holy Spirit, but unless we prepare ourselves for its reception, of what avail are our works? Are we striving with all our power to attain to the stature of men and women in Christ? Are we seeking for his fullness, ever pressing toward the mark set before us, the perfection of his character? Review and Herald, June 10, 1902.